over spoils. And Santos, this is the kind of mess that Santos has inherited, where in outside politically it has a reputation as being a success, but internally there's a lot of strains.
Can you talk about the Colombian-Israeli relationship? This is very interesting because now, well, the former president, Uribe, is one of those heading up the UN investigation of the Israeli commando attack on the Gaza aid flotilla.
Yeah, there's a kind of beautiful symmetry to this. I mean, one would imagine somebody from Likud being put on some truth commission in Colombia. There is this kind of structural similarity between Colombia and Israel in terms of U.S. foreign policy, where the U.S. is the relationship with both countries, and in regions that are increasingly antagonistic or antagonistic, the U.S. is increasingly banking its authority on a highly militarized power that basically makes endless war. Israel in the Middle East, Colombia in the Andes. The U.S. encourages a kind of reckless preemptive doctrine that excuses all sorts of military action in Colombia. It was the raid into Ecuador. Recently, it's been its accusations against Venezuela. The U.S. alone in the Americas has supported and encouraged. I think if you step back and you look at Israel's role in Colombia over the last couple of years, it's been a large supply of aid, large supply of military technology. This is nothing new. Israel in Central America in the 1980s, particularly in Guatemala, was a was an important supplier. Stepping in when Jimmy Carter cut off aid to Guatemala, for instance, Israel stepped in and set up an assault weapons factory in Guatemala, supplied intelligence technology and training to Guatemala. It's a long history of Israel supporting some of the worst elements in Latin America.
Final question. President Obama opposed publicly in the last presidential debate before he became president a unilateral agreement between or the bilateral agreement between U.S. and Colombia, said union trade unionists were being killed in Colombia. We have 10 seconds, yet he now supports it.
He supports it. Hillary Clinton supports it. Ron Kirk supports it. There's a big push by the White House for the free trade agreement with Colombia, and there's a big public relations push by Colombia for a free trade agreement. And I'm sure some of this, some of the good language and conciliatory language coming out of from Santos is part of this public relations campaign.
Greg Grandin, thanks so much for being with us, author of Empire's Workshop and Fordlandia. Happy birthday to Anjali Kamat. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. This Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
And it is 1 minute after 6 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. The time is, as I said, 1 minute after 6 o'clock. The day is Tuesday. That means it's time for Off the Wall. We'll be right back. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening special program tonight. Actually, a couple of things to explain. The noise you hear in the background, well, not noise, music, obviously. It's coming to you live from Holland, which is where Kyle is this week. He's over there at the ETH Zero camp. And I believe he's even going to be on the radio. They have a radio station over there. If you go to, the easiest way to do it is just type ETH. That's E as in, what word begins with E? Egg. Yeah. T as in table, and H as in HAR, the conference that took place last year, Hacking at Random. Or H as in hacking, I suppose. Zero, the number zero. So type ETH zero space radio into Google, and you'll see, towards the end of the page, you'll see a link to the radio station. There's probably an easier way to do it, but that's the quickest way I was able to find out. You just click around, and you'll be able to hear them live, as we're doing right now, as they broadcast from a hacker camp in Holland, that I really wish I was at right now. But here I am, stuck in hot, muggy New York. It's okay. It's okay. Lots of work to do. Lots of things to catch up on. Tonight, we have a special program highlighting part two of the Bosnia trip. This is where Kyle and I are on the train from Sarajevo to Belgrade in Serbia, recounting what Bosnia was like. It's the second part of a three-part series. Part two airs this week. Part three airs next week. Part one aired, I believe, on June 29th. Yeah, sometimes things just get in the way of you doing three shows in a row about Bosnia. Our email address, otw@2600.com. And while it seems like they're just playing music over there right now, there will be programming. You can listen, I guess you can listen the same time that we're on if you want to hear people maybe speaking in English. But tomorrow night we're going to have some special broadcast from them over there. Yeah, it really is a lot of fun. The Bosnia trip, though, took place, when was that? Was that in April? You know, it was in the spring, and we journeyed throughout all the former Yugoslav republics, from Croatia to Slovenia to Serbia to Bosnia, Macedonia, Kosovo, even Montenegro and Albania. And we did a bit of recording just about everywhere we went, and we'll be broadcasting excerpts of that throughout the remaining part of the year. And yes, that's a three-part series on Bosnia alone, but there's more to come after that. Quite a bit, in fact. So, again, what we're going to have tonight is basically excerpts from Bosnia. Part two will be concluding the Bosnia trip next week. And then back live again the week after that. So let's start. Let's go to the train station in Sarajevo as we're awaiting the historic train voyage, which links the two regions of the former Yugoslavia. A train voyage that was impossible for a number of years, and was only recently reinstated, and a definite symbol of the changing times. We'll see you next week. Okay, I think what that means is that our train to Belgrade from Sarajevo is preparing to leave in about 20 minutes or so. Right, Carl?
Yes, we're here, and we've got our tickets, we've got our bags, we're ready to go, and things are running pretty smoothly. It's a beautiful day here, blue skies, maybe some white clouds off in the distance, but it's incredible. Good day for travel.
We'll talk some more on the train about our impressions of Sarajevo, which is an incredible place. And I also want to apologize in advance if people are hearing any kind of GSM noise on the on the recording here, but we have to keep our phones near us because we're actually supposed to meet somebody here. and it's, you know, typical Eastern European fashion. Things are running hectic the last minute, people running around. So
Maybe we'll see a friend here from Sarajevo, maybe not. But we do need to keep the phone nearby. So, and that happens when you're recording sometimes. You have a phone, you have all these beeps and buzzes. But this train is amazing. It's three cars long, each car from a different region, one from Bosnia, one from Serbia, I think a Croatian one. You know, I'm not really sure, but it's a real mix, and it's going to be going through all kinds of strange territory. We'll get into more detail on that a little bit later on. But this train was not in service for, I think, over 15 years because of the war, and only in December was it restored. And it's a tremendous symbolic value to people to have this train back in service.
It's really neat. We spent a little time here yesterday getting ready and figuring out where we'd be sitting, and here it is, ready to go. So.
People are boarding the train. I'm getting a little nervous because the train leaves at 11:35. Our friend isn't here. I don't know where he is. His car is in the parking lot. It's kind of a shame if we're not going to see him. I also owe him 20 kilometers, so actually that's not right. It's 20 km. What does the km stand for again?
I haven't a clue.
You drew a real blank there, didn't you? I'm thinking myself. 20. It's not kilometers.
Convertible mark. Convertible mark.
And okay. All right. Right. That's good. But I have that in my pocket, and I guess the advantage is if he doesn't show up, I have an extra 20 for the train. But no, I don't want to think that way. No, this is I have to pay him back, and if it means missing the train, then that's what we'll do.
I'm gonna go run and see if I can see him down the track real quick.
That makes me really nervous. If you're gonna run away from here right now while the train is almost leaving and conductors are coming, we have only a few minutes. If you can be back here in less than 2 minutes,
run out and back.
Watch out, there's people coming towards you. Just run out, come back.
See, and you might be standing down there.
Just
wave.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Back.
We'll get a good wave at least, if nothing else. So this has been an incredible visit to Sarajevo, and this is very dramatic. The engine's from Bosnia Herzegovina. It's just powered up.
I don't see him, and they're starting up the engine. It sounds like they want everybody on board. It seems like it's time to get going here.
Maybe he's on the train. Maybe he surprised us and is going to Belgrade with us. But yeah, you're right. We have to get going. I'm afraid there's no other alternative. Sometimes these things happen.
Jer do tebe ne smije da te suzom umije. Roza, roza više ne postoji. Roza, roza više mi ne stoji. Samo sivo u životu moj, jer si opet i sa njom. Roza, roza više
sa Nesradiom do zdravlja.
Stetoskop.
Petominutni test za utvrđivanje raka debelog crijeva mogao bi da smanji broj umrlih od ove bolesti za oko 40%, pokazalo je najnovije istraživanje.
Come say hello to off the wall. Our friend Sanjin has just arrived. I said your name, right?
No, it's actually Sanjin, but it doesn't.
Sanjin. I'll say it right. No, I got to get these things right. Sanjin. All right, well, we're being stared at by everybody on the train because we're holding a microphone. That's probably not going to be good for us, is it?
Don't worry about this.
No suspicion of journalists or things like that?
No.
So you're an off-the-hook, off-the-wall listener?
I was a few years back. I didn't listen maybe for 2 years or something like this, but before I was a regular listener.
And what made you turn away and not listen anymore?
Maybe lack of time. I don't know.
Lack of quality on our part, be honest.
No.
Well, Sanjin has been showing us around Sarajevo. It's been incredible, taking us to the tops of mountains and just showing us the incredible history of the place. And wow, you've done an incredible job, and you're a great representative for your city, your country.
Thanks, you're welcome.
And I hope you make it to New York sometime. I know it's difficult for people in Bosnia to make it to the States.
Maybe, you never know.
Okay, well, thanks again. And anything you want to say to the people of the United States? Actually, people of the world, because everybody listens.
No, not really.
Fair enough. All right, we have something to give you.
Yeah, these are H2K2 badge cards. Cool. And a lanyard from H2K2 as well, and then a badge from Hope Number 6.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the next best thing to being there, and hopefully you can be at the next one.
Okay, thank you.
Smešno za me, što sebe krivim za sve. Ja kunem se u ljubav, zbog ljubavi opraštam, nek sto put sam muškarac. Na ženskoj strani ja uvek sam, i šta ti sa mnom pali, na drugom mestu potraži ti, a ja ću da zažmurim. Kre sebe tražim te i mirno čekam da te prođu te lude godine. Odavno prelomio sam, spasa mi nema, tužno i smešno za me, što sebe krivim za sve. Ja kurem se u ljubav, muškarac. Na ženskoj strani ja uvek sam, i šta ti sa mnom pali, na drugom mestu potraži ti, a ja ću da zažmurim i pravit ću se da ne vidim, ništa ne vidim.
You know, I have to say, this is probably the best omelet I've ever had in my life. And I'm not even joking about this. You had the same omelet. What do you think, Carl?
these are amazing eggs. It's got ham. It's got fresh greens on the side. We got fresh bread. Wash it down with a nice Serbian beer. We've got almost a personal chef back here in this dining car. It's amazing.
Well, we're the only ones in the dining car. And this is, we're on the train from Sarajevo to Belgrade, the train that was reinstituted in December.
Is that too loud? Do you want me to close the window, or should we keep it open for a second?
I think it's okay. No, I think we're fine. I think this windscreen can handle wind. Of course, that's our very enthusiastic Republic of Srpska engineer blowing the horn. We just changed engines a little while ago from a Bosnian engine to a Srpska engine, and I believe we'll be switching again to a Croatian engine and then to a Serbian engine at the very end. That's four different engines. We haven't had any passport checks yet, but we will have those as well.
So wait, that means we have three more engines.
Two more, I think. We've got Croatian and Serbian.
Oh, so we've already changed twice.
No, we already changed once, but we this is our second engine. We'll have four total.
Got it.
Yeah.
Two more. Got it.
Two
okay.
more, I think. Understood. I think. I'm not sure. I've never done this before. I've only read about it.
Is that two more border crossings as well? Does each engine change mean it's a border crossing?
Well, technically, yeah, but the Srpska engine, we're still within Bosnia. It's just the Serbian Republic within Bosnia. It's not the same as Serbia. So we had an engine change, but no passport control.
Ah, I see. Okay.
It gets really complicated. And I'm not really sure. I mean, there's a lot of Cyrillic alphabet here that you see on the signs. I still see lots of minarets. So obviously there's a Muslim community here as well. It's just very complicated and strange. You have to sort of keep up with it. But as far as what we've been doing so far, I mean, well,
it's been a beautiful day. I mean, I'd like to just say that right now. We noted that at the train station. It's been an awesome day for travel. We can just look out any of our windows here, whether it's back where our seats are or here in the dining car. And I mean, it's gorgeous. The sky is blue as could be. The sun is out. It's not, you know, exceptionally hot or humid. It's just the perfect climate. Here we are enjoying this the scenery and a beer and some food. It's just amazing, and we have to talk about it. You know, it's
You say eight beer, but actually it's been three beers. We've had three beers so far. The first thing that happened was there's only three cars, and each car is from a different country. One's from Croatia, one's from Bosnia, and one's from Serbia. I believe that's how it works. And we're stopping again. We don't go very fast because the track is not in very good condition. And remember, it was all bombed out for many, many years. Right now, we're in a station called Garvac, and that's on Cyrillic as well. So I have no idea where that is. But the train is only three cars long, plus the engine that keeps switching out. And it was more crowded than I thought when we left Sarajevo. But the first thing that happened was the guy came through with like a little tray of coffee and beverages, and I got a coffee, which was really good. My last Bosnian coffee, because I imagine they won't have that in Serbia. Maybe they will. And then we went to the dining car, and we just had a beer, had some chocolate that we brought ourselves, and we just happened to ask the guy, do you have food? And boy, did he whip up something amazing.
Yeah, I was expecting, do you have pretzels or some peanuts that'll go with this this beer and whatnot? And he pulls out, you know, half a chunk of, I believe it's prosciutto or some sort of salted meat, cured meat, and
offered with it in his hands. Here, here's meat.
Yeah, absolutely. Just said, hey, would you be interested in an omelet? And described it to us, and then came back and said, how about cheese? And then came back and said, do you want to, you know, would you like a salad as well?
If you're phrasing it very articulately, it was a lot more. We had to stutter through things. You know, meat. You like salad? Things like that.
Yeah, no, a lot of pigeons, some interpreting and gesturing, but boy, if that wasn't worthwhile.
Really, this was an amazingly fresh omelet, and we had a nice salad. We had a little spread of cold cuts and cheese, and of course the three beers that we've been through so far, and of course the coffee before that. And prior to this whole thing, we had a long discussion with the same guy about the history, about Tito, the former leader of Yugoslavia, about United States history in places like Chile and just various other parts of the world. And obviously we're moving into a different part of the region now where the United States is not viewed upon in as heroic a stance or and even a positive stance as it was in Bosnia, because after all, the United States was a big part of NATO that bombed Serbia, that bombed Belgrade, no matter how we feel about whether or not that was the right thing to do, the feelings of the people here obviously are going to be of importance to what we experience in the next few days.
Yeah, I really appreciated that. We are outside of the U.S. at this point, and we've been, looking at some of the differences with a critical eye towards our native country. But it is really refreshing to hear some strong opinions, some stuff that might be kind of hard for Americans to handle, to take. To me, that's refreshing because they have an understanding of what we do and our actions, our impact on the world. And, I can hear that. It resonates with me. I don't think so glowingly of the U.S. that I don't consider conspiracies or large institutions. He mentioned the Vatican, Germany, and the CIA in one big group as being a part of what happened in Chile, which I a little bit more about than I do, but it doesn't surprise me in one bit to hear that kind of thing. But we haven't been hearing that in other cities. The city we just came from, as you said, was looking at Americans as the heroes. Bill Clinton was seen as the savior, came in and really turned things around when they needed it. So to get a contrast to me is really refreshing, especially because I'm outside the country, and I want to look critically at the way people are living, the way the world is working without some of the things that America is ingraining in our minds as we grow up as students or even as older adults coming home from work, watching our evening news and stuff like that. The media and the social construction in the United States, when you're outside of it, it needs some looking at. It needs some perspective, and we're really getting that. And we're getting the changes. There's more dichotomy in this trip, particularly. And we've been really trying to bring to every conversation some enlightenment because, you've done some research, I watched some movies, and I've been trying to really have good conversation with you and understand, what you can share with me about maybe things I don't quite get, and really just having that conversation be an ongoing thing. And then we can bring something like that to the table when we meet new people. And so these discussions aren't critical in, a hopeless sort of a very negative way, that could be sort of damaging, but more of a hopeful, critical way, aspiring to something bigger than kind of the petty things that we tend to get caught up in America. So it's really refreshing. I'm enjoying myself a lot.
I was impressed with just the amount of history that this one guy that we talked to knew about the United States, things that I'm not even that familiar with, something about 1898 and Chicago and labor laws and things like that.
It was 1998, some sort of labor.
No, I thought it was 1898, but maybe you're right.
Well, again, that's the loss in the communication.
It's something about 8 hours of work. I'm sure one of our listeners can help us with this. But this goes to show that certain things are focused on. We were talking about Marshal Tito, the former leader of all of Yugoslavia,
and that outside perspective that we don't see ourselves. We don't look at our own selves that same way, and then they see us appear a certain way. And it's just great to hear this seemingly random information about historical events, but to him it makes perfect sense with everything that's going on in this very moment.
Absolutely. And of course, there is a history of our country being involved in this country. Actually, we haven't yet entered this country because it used to be one big country. He knows about the School of the Americas, whatever it's called now. They changed their name. In fact, I think he kept referring to it as West Point and saying that's where dictators are trained. But no, that's actually not true. He knew that the place existed. And knew about the whole history of Chile, which a lot of Americans don't know. I know you're learning about that as well. A lot of people have no interest in this kind of thing, and it's kind of we need to have our minds opened up and know something about the ugly history of America as well as the positive things. And most importantly, I think we just need to listen. Listen to what people have to say. And just having this long conversation with this guy, you know, it was a bit hard to communicate sometimes. But just listening to concerns and knowing that we're all on this train together and we're all sort of figuring things out along the way, that's growth right there. That's how you forge new relationships and get things done.
Yeah, absolutely. The listening and active self-awareness, really understanding how you appear in any given moment. And I think there's so many lessons to be learned from history. We aren't as reflective as we could be, and that, it's that listening to people that are telling you how you appear, and then consciously working to be more self-aware.
Oh yeah, definitely. So we're heading towards Belgrade, and our plan right now at this point is to head to Belgrade. Actually, it's funny. The guy on the train mentioned to us that May Day is coming up, and apparently it's a 3-day holiday in Serbia. And we're going to be leaving Serbia the day before May Day to go to Montenegro. And he had offered to show us around various parts of Belgrade. We might take him up on that when we get back. But our plan right now is to go to Montenegro and then somehow figure out how to get... you know what? I'm embarrassed to say I forget the name of... Oh, we're stopping. That's... we're always stopping for something. I'm not sure what. I haven't done the passport control yet. This might be it. No, we're moving again. the track is kind of in bad shape, I guess, and they have to go kind of slowly. What's the name of the city, the capital of Montenegro? Do you remember?
Podgorica.
Podgorica?
Podgorica. I'm sorry. Yeah, I pronounced it wrong.
I'm sorry for not knowing this, but it's the one city that I didn't really do any research about. And I don't really know much about Montenegro, except that it's very mountainous, very beautiful. And it used to be called Titograd, the capital city. It used to be named after Marshal Tito, the leader of Yugoslavia. But our plan at this point is after that, and this is where things really kind of, you know, go outside the box. We want to go to Albania. Albania is a country, if you listen to the old Voice of Long Island, you'll know that I was obsessed with Albania because it was a country you weren't allowed to call from the United States. You couldn't call them at all. And I had to go to Canada once to call them.
Really? You couldn't call them?
No, there was no way to call them directly.
That was one of the countries you just could not get through to.
If you listen to some of the early Voice of Long Island, you'll hear me talking to operators asking how to call Albania, and they say, sir, that service to Albania is suspended. And I think I would joke at the time and say, what, did they not pay their bill?
Okay, that sounds familiar. I've listened to some of the Volai, but I had no idea that we're actually going to one of the places you were trying to get to in some of those calls.
It would not have been possible to go to Albania in the past. Basically, the three strangest places in the world were Cuba, North Korea, and Albania. Now, I've already been to Cuba and North Korea, and Albania is no longer that strange because, well, since they shed communism, and their brand of communism was very strange compared to other countries, they threw out the Soviet Union, they embraced China, they were kind of a Stalinist regime when the rest of the world rejected that kind of thinking. And then eventually they got into a fight with China and they just kicked everybody out. Of course, the United States was always personas non grata. The plan to go to Albania was just simply yet another interesting place to wind up in, a place I could not possibly have gone to back then. And ever since Albania got rid of communism, it's been more or less open. I don't think, I'm sure we don't need a visa to go in there. However, getting there is not really simple. There's no direct train route. There's not even a direct bus route. So I've been doing some research into this, and I'm told, and I don't know this for sure yet, but I'm told the best way to do this is to go to that city. And I, very okay. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the guy taking our plates. You finished your omelet?
I just finished it, and it's all set.
Finish your beer.
I'm getting there. I got about half a cup.
All right. The city whose name I forgot yet again.
Podgorica.
Okay, Podgorica. I don't know why I can't remember names. Podgorica. And I hope that's right, because that's what I'm going to remember. Formerly Titograd. That I can remember. I don't know why. But there is no direct bus or train service from there. However, there is train service to there from Belgrade, where we're heading now. So tomorrow we're taking the train all the way out to almost the end of Montenegro. And what I'm told that we should do is hire a car, get some guy to drive us to the border. It cost about $20, the equivalent of $20. And it's like, I think, an hour ride, which is an incredible price. And at the border, we walk across the border into Albania. And then in Albania, we catch a bus that will take us to the capital of Tirana. Now, had I heard myself saying this years ago on Volai, I don't think I would have believed it was possible that we're actually going to be able to walk across the border into Albania, once the most reclusive country in the world, and just hop on a bus to Tirana. And I don't wonder how we're going to pay for that bus. You know, I haven't even thought about that. But regardless, we're going to do it, because that's how we've been doing things. We've just been figuring things out along the way.
Were you even sure of the currency there?
I know it's not the currency here or anywhere else, so it's going to be different currency. That much I do know.
And where we're going in Belgrade is the D-I-N.
The dinar.
Dinar.
Yeah, dinar used to be the currency for all of Yugoslavia.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
They held on to that.
This is new to me. This is new territory for me. So.
But even the dinar is hard to figure out the conversion rate. So I was looking it up on those online conversion services, and it was listed as Yugoslavian dinar. I wasn't sure if that was right, because that's not the name of the country anymore. Then I couldn't find Serbia anywhere. So, you know, it's all fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of stuff. But what we've been through so far, and Sarajevo was definitely an amazing experience, very different from anything we've seen so far, but it's nothing compared to what's coming. Because what's coming, we don't know anybody in these places. It's very, very different there. I know next to nothing about the culture. And we have to figure out a way to get in there and a way to get out of there. And after that, I believe Skopje, the capital of Macedonia, where we do know people. And that's fairly easy to get to by bus from Tirana because of the Albanian connection. So, yeah, a couple of fun days ahead, really interesting days, and we'll see. it's gonna test a lot of things. But did you want to talk about Sarajevo a little bit, about some of the things that we experienced? Because it sure was fun. It sure was interesting. We got there, and it was kind of scary. When we first got there, we took the bus from Split, Croatia, a 7-hour bus ride, and we started it in the daytime, the late afternoon, and we arrived, and it was nighttime. It was around 11 o'clock at night when we got there.
It was very dark, and it felt a little different. I mean, we had been on the bus all day, but it felt very, very different. The tone, the mood of it was just a little, I don't know, it was very quiet. It was spooky.
Well, they dropped us off in the middle of nowhere. Basically, the bus stop, it was just a few buses, and really didn't seem like anything was around us.
And it was dark. There were no, like, you know, street lamps. It just seemed too dark. We were on guard a little bit. I was really nervous. I had a lot of anxiety, and especially because this is the city that was surrounded by hills full of assassins. I'm sorry, 15 years later, you walk in there as a foreigner, you know... You're feeling that energy, especially in the city on the way in.
We've come to a full stop now, and we're somewhere.
The city that's on the way to Sarajevo
Mostar.
Mostar, yes. A lot of damage, a lot of buildings that are very, very evident. You know,
bombed-out buildings.
Yeah, they show the evidence, and... And so,
15 years later, like you say, it's still there, and the memories are still there, and it's something that affects us. We're not used to this kind of thing. Yeah. So, getting off the bus at that point, just being in the middle of this strange city, very alien to us, because, as you mentioned, a lot of Muslim culture, which we're not used to, and just not knowing our way around. We were on our way to a hostel, and that's where we were staying. And, you know, one thing I've learned on this trip, if I didn't already know it, is that you can get incredible deals at hostels, stay in places for something like $20 a night per person and have your own room, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And it's no different than a hotel. In fact, it's better than a hotel because you develop relationships with the people. You talk to them, they look out for you, and you basically, you know, are able to learn the city that way. So it's really pretty cool. And so we didn't know where that was. We were...
And you didn't have any money for this this local area. We had some
because I had no opportunity to change money. That was the thing. You know, I thought we'd change money when we got there, and you couldn't change money before you got there. But then we got there, we were in the middle of nowhere, and the first thing that happens to us as we're getting off the bus, we have all our bags. Well, first of all, I went to the ATM because I figured, okay, the smart thing to do is get money from the ATM. So I went to the ATM, put my card in, entered my password, and the ATM basically accepted all that and opened its little cash drawer.
It opened it twice and then stopped, paused, opened it twice again, stopped, paused, and then said, this ATM is out of service. And I don't know to this moment if I ever got charged for that, but I didn't get any money, that's for sure, and now there was a broken ATM in front of me. So that opportunity was pretty much gone. Now, the next thing that happened after that was these two kids just walked directly up to us. Like, you know, in a video game, like, you know, when you're playing Pac-Man and it starts flashing blue and everything is sort of attracted to, I forget exactly how it works, but basically the ghosts start going right towards you.
Well, and
that's what they did. They walked right up to us, and they just, without saying a word, just had their hand outstretched.
Yes.
And I was spooked by that.
And it's unavoidable, yeah. We look, you know, we've got bags, we look like people that are traveling, so of course. And
they didn't even say a word, though. They just walked up to us, and it seemed kind of like they were, you know, a little bit angry or just, like, defiant. And it's a little scared. I mean, they were like 3 or 4 years old. No, actually, they were like 15 or 16, but still, it was intimidating.
No, I'd say they were probably between 7 and 12.
Really? 7 and 12?
The first two, but then they went around the block and came back. Each of them then split up, and they had an older kid with them, which made it even more interesting.
One of them got bigger or something, but you say they split up.
They split up. The two younger kids that approached us went, and each of them then paired off with
passport control. Guy. Sorry, passport.
You don't know Russian, really?
I'm sorry, English?
No, English. Please, my язык.
We're up there.
Ja, ti si dole u prvom dijelu. Što nisi došao kad te znaš da je granica, onda moraš doći u svoj kupe sa svojim stvarima.
Bagaž, imate bagaž.
Baggage, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, your baggage, okay.
Sve to i beži dole.
Neka, daj pasoš, imaš pasoš, ali ti?
Da. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Daj mi pasoš.
Pa ti da... Turista, a?
Yes.
How many days in Bosnia?
In Bosnia, 3.
3?
Yes.
Cowboy. John Wayne, huh?
John Wayne, yeah. Do the John Wayne imitation.
True grit.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So that was the first wave of the passport inspection.
Yeah, because I think we're leaving Bosnia now and entering Croatia.
So this was our first border crossing.
Yeah.
All right. Seems like pretty friendly. It was confusing at first with the...
Yeah, I didn't know what they were actually saying. Well, the guy was there to help us.
Yeah. It's good that we
yeah.
made some friends with the crew.
Were they young?
I don't see anybody. Our friends in the kitchen. Yeah, it's just us. I don't know where we left.
All right, so basically, that was we just kind of got interrupted by Border Patrol. We are leaving Bosnia, and I guess we're entering. We cut through Croatia on the way to Serbia, so we might be having Croatian Border Patrol come through here in a moment. So that was fun. You know, no real tension. I mean, I guess there can be tension if you think about it too much. But we were talking about a different kind of tension. We were talking about the tension that we felt entering Sarajevo. It's kind of funny we just entered a different country now or doing that.
It's, 10-20 minutes. Now 10 minutes passport control, Croatia.
Okay, Croatia.
It must go in a coupe.
Oh, we must be in our cabin. Okay, we'll do that now then.
Okay, it's pay. You pay euro and dollar.
How much for this?
Euro. 29.80.
That's for that's in euro, or is that in
euro?
Euro. Euro. That's.
You pay euro.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So the costume we have. We have this. We have a mixture. We have euro. That's all the euro we have.
Yes,
we have
10
euros. 10 euros good?
5.
And 5 is up?
5.
Nice.
Okay, 5 more?
No. It's 5 euros.
Okay.
You're together. 10
okay.
euros.
Okay, so we're good? Is this good?
No.
Okay. We need, how much more do we need?
10 mark the right. Bosnia, 5 euros.
Okay.
Together, 29.80
euros.
Okay, so how much do we need?
We need 14 euro. Or, 14 more euro.
Yes.
40.
Hang on. This
40. Do you have euro?
No euro, no.
Dollar?
Yeah, we dollar.
Yeah. Okay, I have to check it out. 15 euro, koliko je to?
Sve to.
Dolar.
Koliko je to?
16 i 8, 24.
Da, to je 10.
24 dolar.
24 puta 6, 23.
24 dollar.
24 US dollars.
Oh, okay. 4 dollar and, okay.
How about 24 total, we're okay?
$4 and finish.
Okay. I'll see if I can do that. Wow, that's a lot.
One euro. Uh-huh. One and $6.
$1 and $6. Okay.
One euro. So you understand?
Yeah.
One euro. $1 and $6.
Okay. Hang on. I'm looking. So that'll be. Let's see. Got a one, is that good?
One.
We got another one. Two. We need two more.
We could just pay all in dollars.
We have one more of these. That helps? Yeah, that would be good actually, because we don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this.
Would be dollar?
Check. Peter. $2, koliko je to?
Dobro, uzmite.
Ne, bolje tako. To?
Yeah,
5, 10,
20, and here you have
13,
33. Yeah, so that's, yeah.
One euro for you.
1 euro for me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. But this is good. Sorry.
Is this okay?
All right.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
So we have
2020.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
And,
yeah, that was wonderful.
And grazie. And finish passport control.
And then we
come back.
Then we're back in
Serbia,
or
no.
Vinkovci, opet tamo.
Okay. Setting and Serbia control. Come back and
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe we can find a spot for that.
Couldn't have picked a better time to record this.
Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas. Izađi bar na čas. Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas. Livadama svijetim, sa srcima sretim, šetat ćemo draga mi. Čekat ćemo zore, ko svi što se vole, sami draga ja i ti. Čekat ćemo zore, ko svi što se vole, sami draga ja i ti. Izađi mala, izađi mala, izađi bar na čas. Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas. Izađi mala, izađi bar na čas. Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas. Ja ću s tobom biti i o
sreći smiti, neće više biti sam. Ljubit ću te dugo, 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 najljepši bit ćemo par. Ljubit ću te dugo, 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 najljepši bit ćemo par. Izađi mala, izađi mala, izađi bar na čas. Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas. Izađi mala, izađi mala, izađi bar na čas. Hoću da te vidim, hoću da te ljubim, hoću da ti čujem glas.
Wow, so I think we just got shaken down a bit. Well, they just kept okay. First of all, the Bosnian border patrol people went through. They're very nice. They called you a cowboy because you have this crazy hat on, which is awesome hat. But people do think you're a cowboy sometimes.
It was good though. It was a little bit of levity, a moment of humor to sort of break the ice. Because at first we didn't speak the same language. He said "nyit" English, you know, that kind of thing. And thankfully we had some friends in the dining car to sort of let things progress. And then, you know, yeah, I put my hat on and pulled my passport out, and it did sort of give us a little moment of levity. And then he asked you how long you'd been in Bosnia, and
I got that right.
You did 3 days, and then didn't ask me very much at all, because
no, he just called you a cowboy.
Yeah, well, I'm an American.
Said John Wayne.
There's no drama. If you're an American, no drama. They just call you a cowboy because that's the kind of movies we do. Cowboy.
That friendship though with the people in the dining car, that actually cost us, because as soon as the Bosnians had left, they said you pay. I wasn't sure what he meant. He said in 10 minutes Croats will come through. Meaning the Croatian border patrol, and that's going to happen too. I think we should probably be off microphone by then, because it doesn't really look good to have a microphone out.
We were just sitting there with a microphone and trying to, you know, record things. It's it was a little bit scary for a minute there.
But. Yeah, but then they said you pay. I wasn't sure if he meant you pay the Croatians to enter the country, but then he meant no, you pay the bill for the amazing omelet and salad and bread and cold cuts and beers that you just had. And, you know, I think it turned out to be quite a lot. I mean, basically, they just kept asking for different kinds of currency. We gave them a 10-euro bill, gave them a $20 bill, and we think we gave them how many kilometers? No, convertible marks. I'm sorry, it's KM.
So 20 convertible marks, $20 U.S., and $10 in euros.
That's about $50, I think. I think that's what it comes out to. Pretty sure. Because the euros are more than a dollar, the KMs are a little less than a dollar. I think it's pricey. It's, you know, I'm not in any way complaining, although I'm just pointing out that I think we got shaken down a little bit.
Yeah, it felt like a shakedown.
Yeah, because they were like crowded around us, basically reaching for different kinds of bills that they had a fancy for, and you know, at that point we just had awesome food. We're on a train. We're in the middle of former Yugoslavia. It's an awesome thing. You know what? If it costs $50, it costs $50. It's okay. We're having fun. That's the important thing. You can't dwell on stuff like this. You really can't, and get all bent out of shape.
And we were able to get rid of some of the convertible marks, which we can't use where we're going. So I think we'll be all right.
We're going to be all right. And in a few minutes, the Croatians are going to come through, and demand our passports. What we're going to do is come back after that, when the train is moving again, and talk about Sarajevo some more.
Yeah, we'll finish what we were saying about Sarajevo and our first impressions as we arrived and found our way to our hostel.
All right, now let's practice what we're going to say to the Croats. Okay.
Ajska radio reklami blok. Ukoliko i vi želite da se reklamirate na Ajska radio, pozovite 763-831. Ajska radio reklamni blok.
Cip cip cipelići.
Či 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 či.
Orange predprazničan stiženje od 10% na kompletan asortiman u Orange.
Poštovani kupci, dobili smo za vas nove kolekcije muške, ženske i dječje obuće, kao i odjevni tekstil u našim buticima. Proljetna akcija za 10 je u toku. Muške, ženske i dječje tene, cipele, baletanke, papuče, hlače, džins, zatim jakne, majice, košulje, sve po 10 km. Specijalna ponuda, paket za maturante, 250 km. Paket uključuje odijelo, cipele, čarape, košulja, kaiš i kravata. Najveća ponuda, najbolje cijene na sljedećim lokacijama. Cipelići kod pijace i Liđa, Oranž Mala aleja, Cipelići Oranž Otoka tržni centar Merkur, Cipelići Oranž Rajlovac tržni centar Robot i novootvorena Cipelići Oranž Neđarići u ulici Ante Babića 1 preko puta studentskih domova u Neđarićima.
Ma trebalo se nešto i kupiti.
Stari.
Ma kakav stari, novi?
Drumo.
Ma kakav drum, market?
Super povoljne cijene. Poše Komerc na Iliđi. Bogat asortiman, roba široke potrošnje.
Cijena dana. U srijedu 28. aprila samo u Voše Komercu pijaca Iliđa. Keks Grete 275 grama plus keks Toto gratis marka 49. Jaje domaće 30 komada 2,99. Sredstvo za staklo 750 ml sa pumpicom 0,95. Pileća prsa svježa tacna 6,49. Uz dobru uslugu, dobre cijene. Market Hoše Komerc pijaca i liče.
Mlin produkt, Kolj Suljage, proizvođač prirodne zdrave hrane od žitarica sa dugogodišnjom tradicijom.
Dobitnik međunarodne nagrade za kraljevski kvalitet, zlatna kruna iz Londona.
Naša ponuda se sastoji od
brašno tip 400, crno brašno,
integralno pšenično, raženo kukuruzno, ječmeno i heljino brašno
i stočne hrane iz koje izdvajamo
hranu za tovne piliće,
koke nosilje,
muzne krave,
tov junadi i janjadi,
kao i sve vrste žitarica i njihovih prerađevina.
Trgovci, buregđije,
pekar,
građani.
Mlin produkt poručbe dostavlja na adres po dogovoru. Besplatno pozovite 030-879-359. Proizvodi sa znakom Mlin produkt su garancija kvaliteta prepoznati na svjetskom nivou proizvođača zdrave prirodne hrane od žitarica.
Bez aditiva,
bez konzervansa
i dodatka životinjskog porijekla.
Zato je Mlin produkt brend dostojan kraljevske zlatne krune.
Mlin produkt kod Suljage.
Višnjica polje, Kiseljak.
030-879-359.
Zdrava hrana za zdrav život.
Ajska radio, reklamni blok. 763-831. Ajska radio, reklamni blok.
Vi slušate radio ASK Iliđa.
Još uvek javljaš se na radiju, da našu pesmu potražiš.
763-830.
Uvek mi radi radio.
Folk susret ASK radija.
Pojače radio.
You've been listening to part two of Off the Wall in Bosnia, along with some selected Bosnian radio excerpts. Tune in for part three next week. Write to us, otw@2600.com. Have a good night.
Još jedan srdačan pozdrav, dragi naši, dobrodošlica na talase radija ASK i Liđa na 89.9 i na radioask.co.ba. 12:05, vrijeme i prostor za vaše muzičke želje. Do 14:30 s vama su Dževad Bajrović i Vedat Gačanović. Pozivate nas na telefone 033-763-830 i 033-943-000, a šaljete svoje SMS poruke na 091-512-900. Eto ga. Idemo s pozivima. Halo, dobar dan.
Halo, dobar dan.
Izvolite.
Jel može Davor Najdreža?
Davor Najdreža, može, naravno.
Hvala ti ja.
Hvala na pozivu i ugodan dan. Nastavljamo dalje. Halo, dobar dan, izvolite.
Dobar dan.
Izvolite.
Jel može od Ilone Karleuše Insomnija?
Može, svakako.
Hvala.
Biće Insomnija. Znači 033-763-830. Halo, dobar dan.
Halo.
Izvolite.
Dobar dan, pozdravamo u studiji Reži.
Hvala lijepa.
Vidje za gospodina Dževada. I ako može, molim vas, muzička od Mirsade, Čekaj me majko.
Čekaj me majko, može.
Hvala lijepo.
Hvala vama na pozivu, pozdrav od Dževada. Idemo dalje. Halo, dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Izvolite.
Darko Lazić pjeva pjesmu, ja mislim da se zove Ti kralj srca moga, ako može.
Može, bit će pjesma.
Hvala najljepša, prijatno.
Hvala na pozivu, idemo svirati.
zovem te, šta ću kad mislim na tebe, krenut će i moj telefon, sam da ti bira broj, momke bi sa mnom htjele flert, a ja ih ne primjećujem.
Yeah, kids, Finn with you on Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB Stony Brook. Tickets tonight for Shelby Lynn, for Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, for the movie Life During Wartime, and for some Cheech and Chong. Stay tuned for all that and more right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
This is